Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. And we are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. How was church yesterday? My, what a great Thanksgiving Sunday the Lord gave us here at Bible Baptist Church. Just a wonderful spirit, a great crowd, decisions made for Christ. Just a delightful day with the people of God. And I hope it was that way where you were and that you enjoyed the services and that you were in your place and were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. And most importantly, that God gave you what you needed. As we head into this Thanksgiving week, Thursday will be Thanksgiving Day. We have our midweek service tomorrow night, Tuesday evening, and it's our worker appreciation service. We give thanks and express our gratitude to the many workers and servants here at Bible Baptist Church. And what a joy it is. And we look forward to that service every single year. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit all week, probably about Thanksgiving. But today, Psalm 106 and Psalm 107. And we'll look at another psalm as well. But notice Psalm 106 and verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the Lord. Now, Psalm 107. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And then Psalm 118. Psalm 118 and verse 1. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. And Psalm 118 and verse 29. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. You know, we will repeat things because we forgot we said them. God doesn't forget. When God repeats something, it's for emphasis. It was many years ago on Thanksgiving that actress Helen Hayes cooked her first turkey. Oh, she was born in 1900. She died in 1993. But before serving it, she announced to her husband, Charles, and their son, James, "Now I know this is the first turkey I've ever cooked. If it isn't right, I don't want anybody to say a word. We'll just get up from the table without comment and go down to a restaurant for dinner." Then she went into the kitchen. When she returned to the dining room, bearing the turkey, she found her husband and son seated at the table, wearing their hats and coats. Well, they weren't expecting much, were they? A preacher told his congregation, "There's a theory around that if people don't smoke, don't drink, don't overeat, or lose their temper, they're going to live a lot longer. The problem is, we'll never know for sure until somebody tries it." Well, that's probably true, too. Hey, let me ask you a question. What's your biggest sin? What's your sin? Is it greed? Is it lust? Is it materialism? Is it anger? Is it jealousy? Is it unforgiveness? Is it pride? Or could it be ingratitude? Someone said, if you have nothing to be thankful for, then make up your mind that there is something wrong with you. Each of us has something for which we should give thanks. And we certainly, in the United States of America, have a lot to be thankful for. We have much for which we should say, "Thank you, Lord," many times a day. I don't think God ever gets tired of hearing us say thank you. And these verses, almost identical, they're here to remind us that quite possibly what we're forgetting is to be thankful. Now, I'm glad we have a day set aside for Thanksgiving, to give thankfulness to God. But the truth is, every day ought to be Thanksgiving Day for the Christian. Now, what are some thoughts? What are some things that we ought to be thankful for? Number one, I'm thankful for faith. Faith in God. Faith in Christ. Faith in the Bible. Our faith, my confidence in those things, changes my life. It makes Thanksgiving not just about food and football and fun, but about thanking God for his goodness and his mercy. Thanking God for his grace and his love and his forgiveness. faith in Christ, faith in His Word, a faith that changes the course of our life, and it changes it forever. It means we face every day with faith, every day with trust in God and His plans for my life. See, faith comes into play when we don't understand. I have a dear friend, college friend, for many, many years, lives up in the Northeast. His son passed away. Oh my, it's probably been 10 years ago now. Driving to work one day when a deer ran out, and he went to avoid the deer and he hit a tree. And he posted on his Facebook page, Philippians 1:3, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Oh, my friend, it's just like Job, who said, listen, after all that happened to Job, the Bible says he fell down on the ground and worshiped. And he said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away, but blessed be the name of the Lord. So I'm thankful for faith. Faith in God, faith in Christ, faith in the Word of God. And then I'm thankful for friends. When I was younger and in Bible college, just in my early 20s, the pastor at the time was in his late 50s, and he would raise his hand and say, if you could count 5 true friends, you are truly blessed. Huh, I thought, wow, I got a lot more friends than that. Well, now I'm past my late 50s, and now I would hold my hand up and tell these young people, if you can count 5 true friends on that hand, you're a mighty blessed individual. Proverbs 17:17, a friend loveth at all times. Friends come from those who are going the same direction as you. Remember, those who do not love the Lord will not help you serve the Lord. Don't be concerned about having friends. Be concerned about being a friend. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. That's Proverbs 18:24. Oh, my friends, I'm thankful and grateful for the many friends God has blessed me with through the years. And then I'm thankful for family. You know, the Lord formed a family before He ever formed the church. So the family must be important in the sight of God. The psalmist wrote, He sets the solitary in families. And as the family unit breaks down, so often does the church break down and the society breaks down. Families that thank God and pray and recognize God in the home. Oh, if you're part of a family like that, rejoice. If you're part of a family that this Thursday will join hands around the table and thank God for their blessings. And thank God for the ones that are gathered there. Oh, my. And if you don't have that kind of a family, then that's okay. Rejoice. Why? Because you belong to another family. The family of God. The family of God. Oh, I'm thankful. Let's be thankful this week for our faith, for our friends, for our family. But wait a minute, I'm also thankful for my foes. Someone said foes keep you on your toes. Well, maybe so. But you don't get careless in your walk when you know people are watching you and they're going to try to find fault with your life or your testimony. Foes, I would say foes don't keep us on our toes. Foes keep us on our knees. And we seek God's help that we'll live as we ought to live and do as we ought to do and please God as we ought to please God and for God to work in their heart that they might be saved. We're to be sober. We're to be vigilant because the devil is a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And we're to resist him steadfast in the faith. We're not to give place to the devil. And so I thank God for my foes. They keep me on my knees. They keep me aware of my testimony and my desire to live for God. But I'm also thankful for my Father. My Father's God. If you know Christ as your Savior, we're not all God's children. We are all God's creation. You only become one of God's children by faith in Jesus Christ. Look at Galatians 3:26. So our Father watches over us. He protects us. He provides for us. He cares for us. He feeds us. He loves us. He forgives us. There's no one like God. I am the Lord thy God. Besides me, there is none else. There's no one like God. As a child, I loved my dad, but I also had a fear of my dad. Now, as I grew and I matured, I was no longer fearful of him, nor did I fear his punishment. What I feared was disappointing my dad. More than anything else, there was one time that I disobeyed, and my dad looked at me, and he didn't punish me, he didn't hit me. He simply looked at me with pain in his eyes and said, "You've really disappointed me." Oh, my. that hurt more than any grounding or spanking ever could have done. I never wanted to disappoint him again, and I certainly don't want to disappoint my Heavenly Father. So I'm thankful for my faith. I'm grateful for my friends, my family, my foes, my father, but my future. Thank God for my future. Why? Heaven will be my home. A mansion is being prepared for me. Thank God for heaven. My treasure is there. The Bible says, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, nor thieves do not break through or steal. Why? For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Oh, my treasure's there. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Oh, my friend, that's where my treasure is. But not only that, my name's written there. The 70 came back rejoicing about the devils being subject to them, and Jesus said, don't rejoice in that. That the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Oh, my name's written down. My name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. The moment you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, your name gets written down. And our home is there. That's where I'm going. I know that if the earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, I have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. I know that to be absent from the body will be present with the Lord. Jesus said he's preparing a place for me that where he is, there I may be also. Oh, my friend, how beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. A haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. Oh, you're grateful today. Will you make this not just a Thanksgiving day, but will you make it maybe a Thanksgiving week? And just begin to thank God for your faith. Faith in God, faith in Jesus Christ, faith in the Word of God. Will you thank Him for your friends, those that stick closer than a brother, those that love you at all times? Will you thank Him for the family you have? And if not your earthly family, if there's not the fellowship there in Christ, you could thank Him for a church family and the brothers and sisters you have in Christ. Will you thank Him for your foes? That keep us on our knees and on our toes, being aware that they're watching us, that we might be a good testimony, that our walk would match our talk. I'm thankful for my Heavenly Father, that He loves me and watches over me and takes care of me. And I'm thankful for my future. The best is yet to come for the believer. The best is yet to come when we go to see the Lord. Well, I hope you'll give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Psalm 106, Psalm 107, Psalm 118, verse 1 and verse 29, four times almost identical verses. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Well, that's how we start out this Thanksgiving week, and we're going to be dwelling on that theme throughout the week. And our theme for the whole year here at Bible Baptist Church has been gratitude, and we sure are thankful for what God has done for us. And I'm thankful for you, radio listeners. Thank you for listening faithfully to Words to Encourage Radio. I'd love to hear from you, and I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving week. And come back tomorrow for the broadcast, will you? And Lord willing, tomorrow we'll just talk a little bit about that word, Thanksgiving. All right? And have a great Monday. And this is until tomorrow. This is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile. smile.